the conservation of the natural resource and also the sustainable development of the environment. We're working as a non-governmental organization, and also we're working as a non-profit organization as well. And from this slide, you can see the founders of our institute. All of them have so much of experience in dealing with the natural resource and the environmental issue. One of them used to be the former minister of science, technology and the environment, and another person used to be the minister of natural resource and the environment. And this slide presents you the visions of our institute. We aim to be an up-to-date and reliable data source of the natural resource and environmental issue. And at the same time, we aim to be the center of the qualified persons who are able to work and promote sustainable development in both natural resource and the environment too. And moreover, we aim to be recognized that our institute will be the greatest institute in the environment, both locally and internationally. And from this slide, you can see that we have our mission. The first one is we doing the research for producing the outcome that can be acted effectively, both in national level and international level, for the sustainable development. And the second one, we need to create and disseminate reliable environmental data. And the third one is capacity building in the organization. And another one is we need to disseminate our research into the public. For the last one, we plan to helping the vulnerable group of society to develop capacity in dealing with the environmental issue. And here we have our core values. First is the environmental mastery, moral integrity, accountable partnership, and also down to earth practically. And here, our institute working on the belief that the participation is the most effective. That will give us the success on the performance of any kind of research. That's why TEI always keep working with the various organizations, both for the government organizations, academy, and other institutes, and also for the public sector. Here is the management system of TEI. We have our president, Dr. Faradi Sotana Vivong, and we have a vice president, Dr. Tanya Trinakit, and also we have a three of senior directors. And nowadays we have another director, but so sorry for today that I have no his picture for today. And we work every type of research under the leadership of our director. And as you can see from this slide, it's the total number of TEI staff, but this is the information of the last year on December. The amount is approximately at 123 persons. But I think that for this year, it should be approximately more or less, it should be at this number. Today, we also still have 11 persons of PhD staff. little bit change of number of bachelor degree persons and master degree persons. I'm going to introduce you all the some work that we have been done. But I do have to apologize that because we have been working for the environment for almost 20 years and we have so a lot of leisure. And for today, it's quite impossible for me to give you all detail. So I will give you the detail of some projects that have been brief, but if you have any questions, please feel free to ask and I will try my best to give you the answer. For this slide, you will see that our research area has been classified into six areas. The first one is for the sustainable consumption, climate change, natural resource, environmental education, energy, and the last one is the sustainable city. Let me start with the first one, with the sustainable consumption and production. The sustainable consumption is one of our areas that has been done since the foundation of the institute. We aim to promote sustainable consumption in our country by we try to support and promote many efforts to produce environmentally friendly products and services. We promote them by giving a label or certificate to environmentally friendly products and services. And we hope that the purchaser will use this friendly information to decide that they will buy the product that is the friendly to the environment. And green label is one of the ongoing projects that have been done since 1993. This label is label certified product that less impact into the environment when comparing to the same kind of product. And another one is the carbon reduction label. This label has been established for almost 4 years. We label product that can reduce greenhouse gas during the manufacturing process. And the other one is carbon reduction certification for building. This one is developed for a year. We certify building that can reduce greenhouse gas during the energy consumption. And here you can see more that we have been working on more of the research on the sustainable consumption. We keep promote environmental friendly manufacturing process to the industrial sector by giving them the knowledge. For example, by stimulating them to use the greener technology, green design, and eco-efficiency methodology in the manufacturing process. Moreover, we prepare life cycle inventory and life cycle assessment for the various industries. The examples and the rubber industry, textiles, and also the metal. The second area is the climate change. Our institute has been working as a research and policy for the governmental organization quite a long time. The example of the research that we have been done for the governmental organizations and the first one is the preparation of the national greenhouse gas inventory both for the greenhouse gas source and so for the greenhouse gas quantity for nowadays and also for the future. And the second one is the preparation of national strategy and national action plan on the climate change in our country. The next one is we try to mitigate the awareness of the environmental issue into the high school student and also into the travel agency. For the high school student, we try to indicate the awareness of the environmental issue by giving the training course. We try to give them the knowledge and persuade them to be a good leader and a good follower when the environmental issue has been happened and will be changing in the environment and also in the society. The second one, we try to integrate the awareness of the environment into the travel agencies by promoting them to use the 7 green concept. When they run the business, persuade them to run the business by taking care of the environment. This work is, we have the cooperation of the Tourism Authority of Thailand. And another area is the natural resource. For this area, we have been working on the implementation of the sustainable management for the forest land for almost 17 years by helping local people to develop career that can be done by using the less amount of forest resource. And also, we try to transfer the knowledge of the environment by giving them the training course. And after that, also we established Thai Monitoring Network. It is the center that local people around our country can share and change experience in sustainable management of the forest to each other. And after all of this work that we have been done, we created an action plan on the management on the mangrove area. And this kind of work has been done also in the north of Thailand, also in the west and northeast of Thailand. Another area is the environmental education. For this area, we try to integrate the philosophy of sufficiency economy to the student and teacher into the school. We try to cultivate the sustainable development of the environment to the younger generation by letting the students all around our country to share and give an idea to together what we have been done in their school and such as like what we have been done with their ways, what we have been done with how to try to save the energy, and they can share ideas to each other. Another area is the energy. For this one, we supported renewable energy users. Now we are working on the level that we can certify manufacturing, some of the manufacturers that produce and use renewable energy in their factory to produce electricity and to use in their factory. And another one is the supporting and promoting low carbon society in business sector. This work we have been working with the TCSD. And another one is the sustainable city. From this area, we hope that if we try to support and promoting the development in some cities and in the big city of our country, the development will be leading to the sustainable consumption in Thailand. That's why we try to promote the big city or big province such as Phuket, Samut Prakan, and Nakhon Si Thammarat to create the green area around their city. And another one is we try to support the local people in Chiang Rai province, Hat Yai, and Hat Yai province to adapt themselves for the climate change. I have any questions because I'm asking it about our work.
Is anyone like to ask something or like to have any exchange idea?
Just some more questions. Is this series belong to the Ministry of Environment or other ministry?
No. No, we work not belong to any organization. We are an NGO, yes.
Thank you. I have one question. So I saw you about the CVK. We have green bear, carbon reduction bear, and carbon reduction CVK for Vietnam. How can you get all the CVK? Can you separate from green bear, carbon reduction bear, and carbon reduction CVK?
They all are different. We have like a green label. We give the label to product that we like. It's kind of the life cycle. Yes, but from the green label, we just look at the product that produce the less impact into the environment. Like we look at what kind of chemical compound that they use if we compare it to the same product, like how to produce the toxic after the finish of the usage. But for the carbon reduction level, we only evaluate only from the manufacturing process by calculating the greenhouse gas emission for the product. So the two of this label also different. And the building, we first give the certificate to the building when they use the they have the energy consumption and they can reduce the greenhouse gas. For the carbon reduction label and certification, for building, we have to compare between the best year and to the this year, and look at how much they can review. It should be at 10, more than 10%.
Excuse me. One question. I want to know more details about the environmental assessment in Thailand. Environmental production assessment in Thailand. More details.
Again, please.
Sorry.
No, sorry.
I want to know more details about the environmental production assessment.
You mean for this level?
Yeah.
But you mean the carbon reduction level or?
Yeah.
But the carbon reduction level, we have to calculate the greenhouse gas. We have to calculate from the amount of the product that they need to. That they need to getting the level. We use the amount of the product. We use the raw materials and look at that if the raw material has the capacity to produce carbon dioxide during the manufacturing process. We have to calculate how mass disappears from the material, and also we have to calculate the amount of carbon dioxide from the amount of electricity and fossil fuel that they use in the manufacturing process. Yeah.
Here that you calculate about the carbon or the gas emission, but how do you cooperate with the other organization or with all the government? You cooperate with all of the next few with how to calculate the
We use the Queen CDS methodology.
We
cooperate with the government, but we follow the CDM methodology and we develop criteria with the this project. We have the cooperation with the Thailand greenhouse gas. Yes.
So you put the all the label on the organization, right? On the label that you on the label you let the organization put all in the all this label, right? But I'm not cooperating with the government.
No, this was not cooperative. This one is a cooperative.
Let me share one thing. I think it means like all the level here. It like the strategy for promotion the people to do of this kind. It like the PR to the company. Right? If the company like to be like a good thinking about the social or something like that, you know, they apply that one in the condition of this. And this organization will be given the label, and they will put for advertising. It means like for the PR, that means my company do something for the social. Yeah, that is like the marketing for you. It's like PR for the company. So all the company here, you know, it's like this is like the strategy for the company and the policy of the world policy. Try to save the energy. So that is they try to do many way, you know, to let like the public sector to do something to more positive in this. Yes, please.
You mean this carbon reduction together? No, we are the only one. In Thailand? Yeah.
It's supplied
for
the Vietnam, we also certificate or give carbon reduction label or product. But the government, the organization who give the label is government organization, not non-government. It belongs to the Ministry of Environmental or Ministry of Industry and Trade, something like that. Non-government organization not allowed to be
certificate from the government had a high value done in the order system. So that's all. And I want to ask you one question about the green label for the building. That means that the green label is the same with the local standard, this standard, regional local standard for the building. And the second, what is the requirement of the building when you accept to renew green label for the building? Like the specific energy consumption for the square meter of the building, and I want to know the standard for that first. And because if you want to be if you want to get this standard or another standard for the rebuilding, you have to do many things for you to save the energy. In the operation, you will have to sell how many percent. So I want to know about your standard to approve the certain plan.
Let me answer for the first meter, because I'm a researcher who working on the carbon meter transmitter. And this meter we have been supported by the Thailand Government Organization, the TDO. They give us the policy, and we, our institute working on the assessment. Yes. We have been funded by the TDO, and our goal has been like under the development of TDO too. And when we have and when we finish the assessment, our assessment has to be approved by a lot of experience in our country who has so much experience in various kind of energy, in the various kind of waste management. They are all other experts from the university.
Assessment is from your organization and other.
Yes, we have been funded by TCO and we do a lot of criteria to be there. But TCO working as a giving us the policies, but TCE are working as a person who has to do the assessment and the evaluation of each product. And then after that, its assessment has to be approved by TCO too.
And then who will be the label?
You, it seems to me like, you know, an easy organization, you know, like it means, you know, if your organization, you know, like to get that label, you must be applied to the organization. And after that, the organization, you know, we have the team to inspect. And if they inspect and you can pass the approval of your qualification or according to that, they have the rule there.
Okay.
Yeah, right? And if you are passed by that one, so that means they will give you the this certificate.
Even it comes from overseas or only Thailand?
The
product only from Thailand.
Yes.
If Laos or Vietnam would like to apply for the clean label on Thailand,
can
you do that? Normally, the product in those countries. But it's that product also produced in our country that we will evaluate that product, but if it is produced from other countries, I think that is not possible.
Once more, with Mr. Sanchez, as you said, if a factory or one company have gained this label as PPR in the Thai people concerned about this label. For example, in Vietnam, some Vietnamese who buy products, no concern about this label.
So which subsidies or benefit company can gain after they gain this label? For example, government tax or subsidies or government.
So we have the same problem, and now we try to solve this problem too. Yeah.
Okay, one question. What is the benefit after I get that? I have one company. If I, after I get the label, example, green label of carbon and sulfur, what benefit that I get?
If you have a research, then you can
say
more after the label.
That's only
the PR. By achieving, then CSR, like the running the business by taking care of the environment.
For example, if you want to sell your product outside Thailand, you can show your product is a green level, a level of green, 3% level.
But I think, in my opinion, that is a good idea, you know. So if the government, you know, can bring this offer to study, maybe sometime later, if they get that one, because we have something back from the government or something. It's possible, I think it's possible in the future. But for the moment, yes, of course, most of the, you can see, you know, all the members that they get there, it's all the international and very big company. But for the small company, you know, and the middle company, that most of them cannot do that kind of thing, yeah. And also they don't need to apply, you know, because of, well, they cannot pass all that.
As you see in the larger in the big company, for example, like SCG or PTT, they are make a business about like oil or environment. For example, SEC make like a cement, they have to destroy the tree or the mountain, right? So that's why they have to like make a PR that they love environment, but actually they destroy. This is real. So that's why.
I have one reference to share with you. I used to shoot one documentary. If you ask about concerning the benefit of the product, I used to interview and do the documentary with the Halal. You know Halal? The Halal department or something. When you apply and then you will get the halal label for the Muslim. Okay, the halal for the Muslim. When you apply and you and they will train you to get the label. And this label, when the product get the halal label from Thailand, it means you can sell all over the world, you can get the benefit because the one who use the halal product, not only the Muslim world, American and European German, they tap on this level. Yeah, this is a direct benefit for your product. This is maybe can be a responsibility for the environment and PR for your product. We don't have the data yet about how much benefit after you get this level, but halal for sure, you get worldwide selling all over the world. Halal in Thailand, we have set under the Chulalongkorn University, they have one department. Halal for Muslim world, they have halal. The halal is not for only for the food. Your own information, you think that halal for the food, but they have a hospital halal, spa halal, hotel halal, or the Muslim world, they like to use this service. Not only Muslim, American, Europe, they are very popular with this store, this side. It means very clean, very standard.
Something I want to say to you about the formation. In 2011 in Vietnam, we had energy efficiency and conservation law. So in the future, if the product you want to sell in Vietnam, especially in the product consume the energy, you have to have the label, like if you want to sell the air conditioner or TV or refrigerator, you have to have the label. That is the law in Vietnam. And the Ministry of Industry and Trade, they have to write out a list of the equipment consume the energy that needs to approve the label before they will sell on the market. But until now, the list is not there is no list in Vietnam, but maybe in the future. But this is the law in the energy efficiency and conservation law in Vietnam.
In Vietnam, right?
Yes.
So that in Vietnam start already.
Yes, we start. But until now there is no list. No the list of equipment. But we have it in the law. The law just approved in the 2011.
In Thailand, we have the energy saving and efficiency law.
Yes.
In the building, you have to use electricity or energy per square meter. Yes, same. But this is more option, I think. Actually, every building in Thailand, they are controlled by the government energy, Ministry of Energy. Yeah.
Yes.
Of the building, we also build the building block. But after that, I have more information about this. But we also have some project to carry out the average energy consumption of the building in some area. We have a project like this.
I think the U.S., Vietnam and Thailand also the same, most of them, they have the law. But the problem that means to follow up the law, that's the main problem of our action.
I would like to ask on behalf of neighbor country in the future that this institute will accept the apply the product from neighboring country to expand for the AEC.
Why not?
Okay. But I think that the standard between like a different country.
Something like the Euro standard 1, 2 or something like that. it can grow in all over the world.
Asia. Instead you must be head ahead, then you have for, I mean this is for the future.
I will try to give this presentation to the CEO, and I think that they will try to make a decision about this. Do you have more of any questions?
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh,
you
got
the same plan in Cambodia.
And if you all need to know about our institute, you can go to our website, www.pdi.or.th. And if you click to any icon, you will see more of our research. And in here, presents you that. If you go to the our web page, you will see some icon that represent for our research, such as carbon reduction level, green level, and feedback does not have been published by our institute. We try to give this journal into the high school and primary school. And here is our address. If you have any questions, you can contact us via this email. So, thank you very much for today.
Yeah. Thank you for
And so sorry that our president cannot be here for today.
What do you mean?
Just more question I want to ask you, because I just chat with my colleague and curious how this paper is published in Thailand. I mean paper in office, in school, in residence, I mean family. And you have to collect it again in the factory.
You mean what do you mean?
Reuse
or recycle.
This is recycle paper and how you collect paper from
how to collect?
Yeah.
You know in Thailand when you we have some people to keep it, to collect it, and then sell to the
I think focus point, and after that focus point you sell to factory.
The
same.
So that means you want it to the restaurant.